विनंदस्य ज्ञानंजनं शलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी की नाम। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारने निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारने। टुगेदर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम हरे राम राम राम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदी। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति निष्ठके। Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran, Canto 11, Chapter 11, Text 9. Is that right? Symptoms of living entities. So, please repeat.
इंद्रियाथेषु
गुणे अपि गुणेषु च गृहमानेषु अहम् कुर्यान् न विद्वान् यस्तु अविक्रिया। इन्द्रियाथेषु गुणेरपि गुणेषु च गृहमानेषु अहं कुर्यान् न विद्वान् यस्तु अविक्रिया। इन्द्रियारे इन्द्रियाथेषु गुणेरपि गुणेषु च गृहमानेषु अहं कुर्यान् न विद्वान्यस्तु अविक्रिया।
Yeah.
माताजी Translation, please repeat. As an enlightened person who is free from the contamination of material desires, does not consider himself to be the performer of bodily activities. Rather, he knows that in all such activities, it is only the senses, born of the modes of nature, that are contacting sense objects, born of the same modes of nature, purport. Lord Krishna makes a similar statement in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, verse 28. Tatvavittu mahabaho guna karma vivagyayo guna guneshu vartanta iti matvana sajyate. One who is in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, mighty armed, does not engage himself in the senses and sense gratification. Knowing well the difference between work in devotion and work for fruitive results. The material body always interacts with the sense objects, for in order to survive, the body must eat, drink, speak, sleep, and so on. But an enlightened person who knows the science of Krishna consciousness never thinks I am accepting these sense objects as my property. They are meant for my pleasure. Similarly, if the body performs a wonderful activity, a Krishna conscious person does not become proud, nor is he depressed by the failure of the body to function in a particular way. In other words, Krishna consciousness means giving up identification with the gross and subtle material bodies. नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी के नाम नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार निर्विशे शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दिशत Here in the purport it is mentioned that one who is Krishna conscious, giving up identification with the gross and subtle material bodies. One should see them as the external energy of the Lord, working under the direction of the Lord's empowered representative Maya. So, purpose of life is to become Krishna conscious. And one who is Krishna conscious, he is only properly situated. But one who is not Krishna conscious, he is not properly situated. He is on the bodily platform, and bodily platform means contamination. Spiritual life begins from here. I am not this body. In another shloka, Krishna is saying that prakriti kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma karta aham iti manyate. Under the three modes of material nature, things are taking place. But one who is influenced with the ahankar, false ego, he thinks that I am the door, I am doing this. Actually, the devotees never think like this. And to do some good work, to do some wonderful work, Krishna makes his devotees instrumental, though he is doing himself. Like in the case of Arjun. Arjun said, I am not going to fight. I am relatives. I don't want to kill them. Arjun was a devotee, but sometimes Prabhupada explained, killing is also required. His relatives, they were all sinful people. Sinful person, Duryodhan and his blind father, Dhritarashtra. He was not sporting the right person, he was sporting his wrong son. Duryodhan was materialistic person. And Prabhupada used to say that the Dhritarashtra, he was both blindly, spiritually and materially. He has no material eyes and neither he has a spiritual vision. And he was sportive of his son. His son wanted to rule and he was not a qualified person because he was a materialistic person. He wanted to have a kingdom for enjoyment, sense enjoyment. Whereas Yudhishthira Maharaj, elder brothers of Pandava, he was totally a spiritual personality. All the Pandavas were spiritual. But Yudhishthira Maharaj was very, very noble personality. So how in the presence of Krishna, he could have allowed a nonsense person like Duryodhana to be the king? Krishna is for the right, he is not for the wrong. Duryodhana was wrong, and his father, blind man, Dhritarashtra was wrong. The wife of Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, she was a chaste woman. When she came to know that my husband, my would-be husband is going to be blind, so she covered her eyes. And she had the proper thoughts, but she was a woman. So we have to become conscious of Krishna. That is the goal of life. But because of too much influence of the modes of passion and ignorance, we are not interested in the goal. We are only interested to enjoy our senses. So, sense enjoyment is on the bodily platform and it is condemned for spiritual advancement. Anyone who wants to be spiritually advanced, he must learn to serve the senses of Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruttama. A Krishna conscious person is never interested to satisfy his senses. He doesn't make any arrangement, how I can enjoy more, sleep more, or mate more, and no. His arrangement is only how I can please my Lord Sri Krishna. So, by the mercy of Prabhupada, we have to learn this. And people all over the world, they are only after sense enjoyment. Doesn't matter man's body or woman's body. They want to gratify their senses. And in the result, they are very unhappy, suffering. Prabhupada gives one example. A man has a bird in the cage. He polishes the cage every day, keep the cage clean and not feed the bird inside. What will happen? The bird will die. Similarly is our position. This body is a cage. And this cage is useful as long as the soul is inside. As soon as soul will leave, this body is going to become untouchable, unclean, and need to be destroyed, born and put into the ground. So, that soul, which is the so important part of this body though is of a temporary nature, but given to us by Krishna to elevate that soul. How it can be done? By this body, one works for Krishna only. One doesn't work for himself. His actions are only for the pleasure of Krishna. Actually, we are not supposed to do anything here. Why? Because we are not from here. I am here for maximum 100 years. Some can go beyond that also, but not more than that. So, when I am not this body, why I want to act for this body? Why I want to do so many things in concern to this body? Ultimately, this body is doomed to decay. Saint Kabir is saying that my mind is man laga mora yara fakiri. I have become a devotee. Fakir means renounce everything. Jo sukh paun naam bhajan mein, so sukh na hi ameeri mein. The enjoyment which I get by chanting the holy name of the Lord, that is not available in the riches, worldly riches. The one become very rich man. Then he's saying, haat mein kundi, bagal mein sota, charon disha jagiri mein. In saint in India, they can go and stay anywhere, holding a bottle pot in one hand and stick in one hand. Doesn't matter wherever they go, they, jagiri means whole world belongs to them. Actually nothing belongs to us. But devotee thinks like this, the world belongs to Krishna. I can stay anywhere, keeping Krishna in my mind, thinking of Krishna all the time. It's not that Devotees actually, you know, great devotees, so many Vaishnavas, their business was only for the pleasure of Krishna, from the beginning till the end of their life. So we have to get inspiration from these beautiful devotees, wonderful devotees, and we saw wonderful devotees, Srila Prabhupada, day and night thinking how he can spread Krishna consciousness around the world, and working very hard. He made impossible possible, he performed such a big miracle. One Srila Prabhupada was asked this question by one Indian. He said, Swamiji, can you show some miracle? And Prabhupada said, these mlechas and yavanas, they have become the Vaishnavas. What more miracle you want than this? This very big miracle actually. So, Srila Prabhupada was only because this is the pleasure Krishna like. Ya idam paramam ghoyam mad bhakteshya vidasyati. Bhakti mai param kritva mame veshati sanshaya. One who is a preacher, who preaches the science of Bhagavad Gita to the devotees, he gets my devotion. And in the end of his life, he comes to me. Nācā tasmād munuśeṣu kaścin me priya kṛttama bhavitā nācā bhūya anya priya taro. One who is a devotee, nobody was more dear to me than him, and nobody will be more dear to me than the devotee. So, we are not supposed to do anything here because we are not from here. I am not this body. I am a soul, but why I am here? Problem is described here. Because I wanted to enjoy independent of Krishna. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vamsa kare. Pashete maya tare jhopatiya dare. Jiva, after forgetting Krishna, I wanted to enjoy independent of Krishna. It's not possible. One cannot enjoy it. One can only enjoy or happy if he is dependent upon Krishna. If he is guided by Krishna and he is taking the guidance from Krishna, Krishna is sitting in the heart of everyone. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hirdeshi arjuna tishtati. Brahman sarva bhutani yantra rudani maya. This body is a machine. And soul and super soul both are in this body. In heart, hirdeshi arjuna tishtati. In the heart they are sitting, both sitting. Soul and super soul, they are compared two birds sitting on one tree. The one bird is busy in eating the fruit of the tree and he has no time to look to his friendly bird. That friendly bird is Krishna. Krishna accompanies the jivas wherever he goes. So one who is intelligent is busy to please his friend, his master, Krishna. One who is not Krishna conscious is busy to satisfy his senses. Sense gratification is totally on the bodily platform. And by satisfying the senses, nobody is satisfied. One can only be satisfied when he serves the master of the senses, Sri Krishna. Not one who is, you know, in the chapter 3, verse 39, Lord is saying, Avitam jnanam etena jnani no nitvairena kamarupena kaunteya dushparena nalinaja. To satisfy one's lusty desire, just like burning fire, You pour more fuel in that. You pour more fuel in that, but with firebound excellence, it will increase. Similarly, one is trying to satisfy his senses, he is never satisfied. But he gets himself entangled more and more into the perplexity of this miserable material world. So the intelligent person is one, Jai Krishna Vade Sei Vada Chatur. Anyone who is worshipping Krishna is very intelligent. All of you are very intelligent. Because all of you are worshipping Krishna. But we have to become more intelligent. More means we totally come to the shelter of Krishna. Totally dependent upon Krishna. This is what Krishna is saying. Sarv dharman paritajye mamekam sharanam vraj aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami maashuchi. Give up all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. What I will do? I shall deliver you from the reaction of your sinful action. Do not worry. So this is the need. This is the need of the time that we get our sins buried. And it can happen only by the mercy of Krishna. Surrender unto his lotus feet. There is one example given. There is one little insect. In Hindi language, it is called bhring. You know, this insect doesn't have male and female. Then how his progeny increase? I have seen this insect doing this in India. First he make the little holes of mud, brings the mud, make holes, few holes, 2, 3, 4, sometimes 6, sometimes less or more. Then what he will do? He will find any other insect. And he is very powerful. Other insect gets scared by him. He doesn't eat him, he just scared him. And either flying or pulling, he bring that insect, put into that hole. And he is constantly thinking of this bring, this keet, constantly thinking of his going to come, he's going to eat me. He doesn't come. He put him in the hole and close the hole. It's just like a child in the womb. So that insect constantly thinking of bring. And what happened? His body gets changed. This insect becomes like a bring. And either he break the hole himself, or this bring breaks the hole and he comes out. This way his progeny is increased. So when we are serving Krishna, thinking of Krishna all the time, Krishna is saying that, what do? You do for me. Yat karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad jahosi, yadasi, yat. Yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushamadartha. O son of Kunti, whatever you do as an offering towards me. Then, we won't become Krishna, but we can become like Krishna. Krishna is only Krishna. We can become like him. Like devotees, they don't want to. Mayavadis, they want to merge themselves into the Brahma Jyoti. This kind of, you know, liberation devotee never inspired for. There is one liberation, the devotee attains the features like Krishna, Vishnu. Like doorkeeper of Lord Vishnu. They were cursed by four Kumaras and they became asuras. So they had like four arms, like Vishnu. So by engaging ourselves in the service of Krishna, then we can become like Krishna. We won't become Krishna, but we can become like Him. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam. Ishvara means controller is Krishna, and Brahmaji is saying, Krishna is the supreme controller. And His body is full of knowledge. Sat is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. One becomes pure devotee of Krishna, he becomes also like this. His body is eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. So this is the purpose of life. This human form has no other purpose. But out of ignorance, I am thinking that purpose of life is to make a permanent home in a temporary, this miserable material world. No, that is the product of my unclean mind. My unclean mind make a permanent home in a temporary, miserable material world. But that is not proper. If I will make a home in a temporary, miserable material world, then I am going to attach to that home or whatever is there. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse 44, God is saying, Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya aparta chetasam vayavisayatmika buddhi samadhauna badiyate. Those who are busy in sense enjoyment and they become attached to temporary material things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place in their mind. Because they are attached to the material things. They are attached to sense enjoyment. And they become attached to temporary material things. You know. Home or some wealth, some gold, some precious stones, diamonds, silver. They become attached to them. So, they cannot decide, oh, I must become devotee in this lifetime. I must serve Krishna. I must surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. No, they can't do that. The resolute determination of devotional service unto the Supreme Lord does not take place. There is one devotee in India. He was anxious to get married. I told him, why don't you stay brahmachari? And he was very upset with me. Everybody cannot be like you. So then after he got married, then I said, how is the marriage life going on? He said, Maharaj, I lost my determination. No more determination. I lost my determination. And fighting is going on, they're saying in Hindi, first year when a person gets married, his wife is like a Chandramukhi. Chandramukhi, she's cool like the moon. Second year she becomes Surajmukhi. Surajmukhi means second year she's like a sun, very hot. And third year she becomes like a Jwalamukhi. Jwalamukhi means, this like in Hawaii, that fire is coming out of earth, you know. Volcano, yes. He becomes like a volcano. So this is a material life, this is the nature of a material life. But we everybody is after that life. Everybody wants to become married and wants the home and this and that. Too much entanglement. We have one devotee, he is a qualified doctor. I asked him, why don't you get married, you know? He says, you know, too much entanglement. I don't want to be entangled. Actually, this material world is like this. The nature of the material world is like this. We should not be entangled to any of this material, anything of this material world. But we should entangle with Krishna. We should become attached to Sri Krishna. And that is only possible through the process of devotional service, vidhivati. No other way. No other way that one can become, you know, detached from this material world. It's not possible. One absorbed in fruitive activities works under the jurisdiction of Maya, Mahamaya, or the external illusory energy, illusory potency, and experience the miseries of material existence. On the other hand, a devotee works under the internal potency called Yoga Maya and remains satisfied by offering his loving service to the Lord. In either case, the Lord Himself, by His multifarious potencies, is the ultimate performer of action. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one who claims to be transcendental, to be to the bodily concept of life, but at the same time remains under the influence of material desire and mental transformation, is understood to be a cheater and the lowest type of conditioned soul. Not good. So, devotees' message is, in a sense, we should become serious students of Krishna consciousness. Once Srila Prabhupada in Madras, he was there and he was preaching, and one gentleman stood from the audience. He said, Swamiji, you are saying Lord Chaitanya was Krishna himself. But he didn't preach all over the world. You preach all over the world. Indirectly, he was trying to say that means you are greater than Krishna. What was the answer of Srila Prabhupada? Our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada's reply was, actually this preaching all over the world was done by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya made me instrumental because he wanted to give me the credit. This is the devotee thinking. Arjuna started thinking, I don't want to fight. Then Krishna showed the universal form. All the warriors in the battlefield, they are killed by Krishna. Then he understood. Whom am I to kill them? Already killed by Krishna. So Krishna, you know, mentioned to Arjuna, Bhaktosi Sakacheti Rahasamedamutum, you my devotee and friend. That's why I am disclosing you this most confidential knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna makes his devotee instrumental in his service because he likes his devotee very much. Aham bhakta paradhina. I am controlled by my devotees. And among the devotees, greatest devotee is Radharani. Nobody can surpass her. So we pray to Radharani, Prabhupada has recommended please, Radharani, bless me so that I can also become a little devotee of Krishna. It is only possible by your mercy. Without your mercy, I can't make any advancement. And the Radharani's mercies are required. So, thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments anybody has? Yes.
Hare Bhai Maharaj, very nice class.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
This bodily concept, we can speak of it for days and weeks and months,
and yet
it seems like it's not registered in some of us heads. Is there something more one can do to actually get this realization? I mean, besides speaking.
More, you can chant more all the time.
To get purified.
Huh?
To become purified, to understand.
Lord Chaitanya comments, Naam gaane sada ruchi kitniye sada hari. You develop your taste for chanting all the time. And do the kirtan all the time. Then he is saying, Utite vaisite khaite shuite yatha tatha naam le desh kal niyam nahi sarv siddhi hoy. Sitting, standing, eating, lying down, keep on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. If one can do like this all the time, then bodily concept will go. Gradually. If one put little bit pressure on his brain, he can understand that I am not this body. The body has taken birth, grow, produce some byproducts, children, stationary, then dwindle, then die. Means one can understand. But to realize this, purification is needed. And that's why Srila Prabhupada used to say, Shuddhena Satta. We have to purify our existence. And impurity is coming from sense enjoyment. Other day I quoted the verse from Lord Rishabhdev. Nayam deka deka bhajan nar loke. Kashtana kam harate bidhu jamni. Tapodibhyam putra kayena satyam shuddh ye samad brahma sokhyam savanta. My dear son, this body is not meant for sense enjoyment, which is easily available to hogs and dogs. But this body is meant for to perform austerity and penances. Shuddhina, tasmad, Prabhupada says, Shuddhina satta. Nayam deka deka bhajana loke, kashtan kam harte bidbhajam de tapo dipyam putra kayena satyam. Shuddh ye samad. Shloka is Shuddh ye samad. In His Divine Grace, we should say, Shuddhina satta. The sense gratification is, you know, contaminating us. And before it gets too late, I have to purify my existence. Best thing is chanting all the time. There were two friends, they met after a long time. One inquired from others, you know, have you remembered me all these days? Other one is thinking. He's not answering him. Say, you understood my question? You have remembered me? It's not answering. So what are you thinking? Why don't you tell me? Say, I'm thinking when I forget you. but I never forget you. So we should come to that kind of stage, never forget Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is also saying, Uthite vaisite, khaite shuite, yatha katha namle, desh kal niyam nahi sarv siddhi hoy. Standing, sitting, eating, sleeping, lying down, one should chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It's not that he can chant now and he cannot chant now. And Lord is saying, sarv siddhi, all perfection you will attain. What is the greatest perfection? The greatest perfection is, one becomes devotee. One comes to the shelter of Krishna, completely dependent upon Krishna. He has no other business other than working for Krishna. All other business are, we have done those business in the animal life also. In human life, our only business is to satisfy Sri Krishna, please Krishna. Yes? Clear?
Very nice, Maharaj.
Thank you, thank you. Any other question? Yes, Mataji.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful class. Thank you. I had a question. You were saying that marriage is very entangling. Yes, that is for sure the case. I was just curious to know what your comments would be about, is it also as entangling for women as it is for men? And if it is not as entangling for women, then what happens to all the women if the nice, staunch, Krishna-conscious men remain brahmachari lifelong?
What happens to the woman? This is your question?
Yeah, it's two questions actually. Is marriage also entangling for women? And also
it's for both actually.
Okay.
Entanglement for both. And Prabhupada has mentioned that if one can stay brahmachari, if a person get married, 50% chances for going back home are remote. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned this. 50% chances are remote. And many women, but they didn't get married. Many women. And they attain Krishna. Some were married and when they became devotee, they became totally attached to Krishna. Not attached to the household life. Rather, they gave up the household life. Entanglement is for both. Hare Krishna. Any other?
Maharaj, you said chant anytime, any place. What about chanting during, like, in Bhagavatam class?
Huh?
Chanting japa while during Bhagavatam class.
Who's doing this here? Anybody doing? And you know what I feel? Even while you're not chanting, sitting in the Bhagavatam class, your mind may be running here and there. Huh? If one can chant, though it's a little difficult, then what will happen? Then one is running here and there, either it will go to the holy name or to the class. But where to listen the class? Listening to the class is also chanting. Nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Hearing, chanting the name of Lord Vishnu. Path Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanam. In the end, surrender everything unto the lotus feet of. You chant during the class of Bhagavatam? Some do, eh? What can be done? Any other question, please? Comments? No? All right. Please repeat after me. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
You people had yesterday prasadam? Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram!
Hare Hare!
Jai!